I'm Scott Mudge, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. In Acts chapter 16, we find the familiar story of Paul and Silas being thrown into prison. Paul had removed an evil spirit from a local slave girl. Most of the time, this would bring great joy. But in this case, the slave girl had been making a good profit for her masters by fortune-telling, and now that was gone. Paul and Silas were seized and brought before the authorities. They were stripped and beaten with rods and handed over to a jailer with specific instructions to guard them securely. Most jailers at that time were retired soldiers, so he knew how to take orders and understood the penalty for failure. Most considered the penalty worse than death. So in verse 24, the jailer places Paul and Silas in the innermost part of the prison, where it was in total darkness and had their feet fastened in stocks. Paul and Silas had every reason to sit and sulk in their situation, beaten, weary, and in total darkness. Unsure of what was coming next, the two of them decided to sing hymns of praise and devote themselves to prayer. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials." Paul and Silas chose joy in that moment. I wonder if they made that choice because of the relationship that they had with God. It was a close and very personal relationship, and they had seen God come through on many occasions. Sure enough, God steps in verse 26. "And suddenly there came a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison house was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains fell off." So Paul and Silas escaped, with everyone else who was in the prison. And when the jailer awakes and sees the doors open, even he thinks that they have all fled, and takes out his sword, ready to kill himself, until he hears Paul call out from inside the prison that they are all still there. None of the prisoners fled. Scripture doesn't tell us why they stayed, and I find myself still scratching my head on this. Scholars suggest it was the work of the Holy Spirit, or perhaps it was Paul's leadership. Whatever the reason, this opens up a wonderful opportunity for Paul and Silas, with the jailer and his family, as they lead the jailer to a saving faith in Christ and his whole family gets baptized. Consider it all joy when you face various trials. Do I consider joy in all of my trials? I've never been in prison, but I know men who have, and some of them have found Jesus while incarcerated and found joy. Paul and Silas chose joy, not because they were in a happy place. They chose joy because they knew that they were in God's hands. So take joy today, not because of your situation, but because God has a wonderful plan for you. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.